So who are these people, these Judeo-Christians?
Commentator Stephen Waldman.
Judging from how often we hear about the country's Judeo-Christian heritage, they belong to the semi-official religion of the United States. Advocates of having Ten Commandments in the Alabama courthouse cited this Judeo-Christian heritage. Surf the web and you'll find Judeo-Christian health clinics, Judeo-Christian jewelry, and even a Judeo-Christian tattoo shop. Of course, there is no religion called Judeo-Christianity, and it is not a term that the founding fathers or their grandchildren would have understood. 100 years ago, religious and political leaders would have simply talked of our Christian heritage, not worrying about the Judeos. It was about 50 years ago, during World War II, that the term Judeo-Christian came into vogue. According to scholar Mark Silk, the term was popularized as a way of countering fascist propaganda that attempted to appropriate Christianity. In the 1950s, it was used to contrast the religious and tolerant American approach with godless communism. More recently, conservative Christians have adopted it as a way of promoting a pro-religion agenda without seeming exclusivist or scary. But there are a few problems with the term. Though Judaism and Christianity share a great deal, they exist as separate religions because of their theological rivalry. Imagine if we referred to the baseball playoffs between New York and Boston as springing from the shared Yankee Red Sox heritage. Sometimes Christians who use the term really mean friendly Christianity. The Judeo-Christian tattoo shop, for instance, has plenty of crosses, but no Jewish stars. But the biggest problem is that 12 to 15% of the American population is neither Christian nor Jewish. It was George W. Bush who seemed to recognize this and expanded the list beyond Jews and Christians, routinely referring during the 2000 campaign to churches, synagogues, and mosques. As some scholars, attempting to bow to the new reality, refer to the shared Abrahamic faith of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, since all three faiths grew from Abraham. But that leaves out Hindus and Buddhists and others. So what will be the next phrase that politicians can use to be pro-religion but broad-minded? This nation is a nation of monotheists. No, wait, the Hindus might not like that. We are a nation of God-worshippers. Actually, Buddhists might not like that. We are a nation of somewhat spiritual religious mongrels. No, that needs work too. Seems to me we have two choices. We can give special status to the religion that was dominant at the founding of the country, in which case we can stop mentioning Jews, or Catholics for that matter, and simply refer to our Protestant heritage. Or we can focus on that part of our political tradition that best fits both our values and the demographic reality. That would mean emphasizing less the value of a particular faith or set of faiths, and instead talking about something broader, namely, freedom of worship.
Stephen Waldman is the editor-in-chief of BeliefNet.